Good morning. It is the Tiff Wilkins. It is July 26, 2019. It's 8:15 on this lovely Friday morning. I am standing in my kitchen and I am just loving the fact that my son is now asleep again. He's starting to sleep all night and it's been like a blessing, and he has not, he's woke up, but he's back to sleep again. So this is my alone time. So I decided to create my first podcast this morning. So I'm coming to you guys because everybody knows I love to talk. I love Jesus and I love to see everyone thriving to their best ability. But this morning I wanted to talk a little bit about faith. This will be my early morning devotions when I can get them in. But I want to talk about faith a little bit, guys. I want to talk about, you know, how we activate our faith. And this won't be long. But I noticed that a lot of people are struggling with their faith. You know, some women I've talked to and some other people just in conversation. The ways of the world have caused some people to struggle with having faith in God. And I can only think of, why not have faith in God? Like, what are we losing by not having faith in God? Or we have faith in a lot of things. We have faith in the chair that we sit in on a daily basis that is going to hold us and not drop us to the floor. We even have faith in our cars that, you know, they won't break down while we're driving them. But the one thing that we ultimately need to have faith in, we don't. So I was talking to a young lady a few days ago, and I won't share her situation, but what I'll say is we have to know when we have to activate our faith. But I was telling her that stepping out on faith is not easy. It's the hardest thing to do, but it must be done. And that sometimes the things that we want from God are being, you know, held up because we haven't stepped out on what He called us to do. Whether it's your job, or whether it's, you know, moving to that next level in your ministry, whether it's starting that business, whatever it is that God called you to do, sometimes we need a certain amount of faith to activate a certain amount of faith in order to move in that. And so today, I encourage you to activate your faith. And I'm sure you've heard this before. Activate your faith. It's a superpower. That's how I look at it. I look at faith being my superpower. That I know that if I activate my superpower, which is faith, that I can do anything. And that I can believe God for anything. That I can believe that God will make a way out of no way for me. That He will turn my dollar into $2, as an example. sounds crazy, but you could walk outside and find your other dollar that makes it two. So, you know, like, oh my God, Lord, I have faith that you're going to give me that $2. And there it is, I have $2. And that's just a measly example, but God is so much bigger than $2. But I encourage you guys to have faith on today. Believe in the impossible. Believe that position that you apply for, you can get it. Believe that, you know, your needs will be met. Believe that that bill that you're struggling to pay is paid. Believe that that thing that you want paid off will be paid in full. Believe God for the impossible, because the word impossible says I'm possible. So that tells me that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. So with that being said, activate your faith today. Think of that thing that you have not given to God and that you don't have enough faith in yourself. And ask God to strengthen you and give you the faith that you need to believe in that thing that you are asking Him for. I know for myself, I became a stay-at-home mom recently, well, the last 6 months. And it's different now because I have to not totally depend on my husband, but he is doing everything by himself. So I have to believe that God will supply all of our needs. And it starts with my faith. It starts with me praying every day. It starts with us praying together as a family. And it starts with just believing. Mustard seed sized faith. If you know what a mustard seed looks like, that's the amount of faith that you need to have. And it's so small. Gosh, I didn't realize how small a mustard seed was until someone gave me a pack of mustard seeds when I was first coming to Christ. And she said that this was all the faith that you needed. And when I looked at those mustard seeds, I said, gosh, wow, that's all I need? Just an inkling of a thought of faith is all I need? And he continues to bless. But as a stay-at-home mom and looking, you know, your husband's taking care of everything, you know, and he doesn't have a problem with it. But coming from the working world as an independent woman and, you know, being able to take care of things on her own, it's been a transition for me. So my faith has sustained me because I believe that God will not have him overwhelmed, but continue to supply all of our needs in our home, which he has, and he has not failed us yet. So I encourage you guys to activate your faith today. Activate your faith and believe in what you ask God for. So if you're asking for a job, a new job, or a position within your job or something like that, believe that it's yours. Claim it. Speak it into existence, because life and death relies on the power of our own tongue. So what we speak, we shall be. So we don't want to be negative. We want to be positive. So on today, activate your faith. It's the Tiffany Wilkins. I love you guys. Have a great Friday.